track 12, and now we come to our feature articles. We've two items this week. The first is from Newton Abbott Museum and is entitled Rock by Rail and Clay by Canal. It's a tale of the history of the Stover Canal and the Hator Granite Tramway. It will be read by Sally.
When James Templar II inherited his father's estate in 1792, the land included mining rights for granite on Dartmoor and several large clay deposits. At this time in history, ball clay was a resource that was much in demand, used by the famous Staffordshire potteries as a versatile material for making pipes, tiles and decorative ceramics. But difficulties in transporting it out of Devon stopped it from being as popular as it could have been. James decided to solve the transportation issue and used his own money to construct a canal from the head of the White Lake Channel to Ventiford at Teign Grace, the Stover Canal. It was constructed in 1792 and was the first canal to be dug in Devon since the Exeter Canal. Although an expensive project, the canal was a great success, and by 1816, trade on the Teign had increased from 400 boatloads of clay per year before the canal was built to 600 per year. By 1854, this figure increased to 1,000 boatloads per year. The barges which used the new canal had a very distinctive look, being low and flat, with large square sails, which some people said reminded them of Viking boats. When James Templar II died in 1813, his son George inherited the estate. Like his father, George had a keen eye for innovation. Having witnessed the utility of the canal for transporting clay, he saw that it could also benefit his granite quarries at Hator, provided he could create something to link quarry and canal. In 1820, a tramway with granite rails was completed, and towards the end of the decade, George also paid for the new quay at Teignmouth to be built to make it easier to load his granite and clay. George Templar secured contracts to supply granite for many prestigious buildings, including London Bridge, the British Museum, the National Gallery, and Covent Garden Market. Sadly, this prosperity did not continue after George's death, and by 1858, the quarries and tramway were closed. Part of the canal continued to be used for moving clay up until the 1930s, but with World War II interrupting this service, it was not resumed afterwards. As roads were much improved from the 18th century and motor vehicles now existed, clay companies chose to transport their clay by land, not waterway, and it was the end of the line for barge transportation in Devon.
Our second feature is a short one taken from the Times Diary, which was compiled by Jack Blackburn. It will be read by Charmaine.
Jenny in the House. She is the rising star of the new House of Commons, with legions of social media followers and global fans. The popularity of Jenny the guide dog has surprised her owner, Steve Darling, MP for Torbay. A social media account for Jenny now has 18,000 followers, and her fame is delaying Darling's commute as people ask for selfies. I even had a couple from Mexico stopping me, the Lib Dem says. MPs will soon get used to Jenny in the chamber, while she will dream of chasing rabbits during long debates. She'll be whimpering in the middle of somebody's speech, Darling says. If the calibre of maiden speech is anything to go by, she won't be alone.